Big day yesterday. Big day. Big day. Big day in the political world, because I think Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh, Limbaugh to a lesser extent. Levin, full-blown nut job. He's officially lost his mind. He's officially lost his mind. He is unhinged. He is unhinged because Ted Cruz is getting beaten up. Ted Cruz is losing to Donald Trump in all the polls, and he can't take it. I'm telling you, Mark Levin is losing his mind. Just losing his mind. Absolutely losing his mind. Beyond losing his mind. Like, you can't even fathom. Well, maybe you can. Maybe you can. I'm sure some of you that listen to my show, listen to Mark's show. So you know what I mean. Just losing his mind. Limbaugh to a lesser extent. And I'm officially convinced. Before, it was a theory. Remember we talked about it, I think, on Monday? I think it was Monday. I'm pretty sure it was Monday. Yeah, I think it was Monday. We haven't done a story on it yet, though. We got to do a story. I thought we did do a story. We got to do a story on that. Because it was a great bit. We did the, of course, video. We always do the videos and the podcasts and break it down so you don't have to sit through a 3-hour show. You can actually just listen to the bit that interests you. A story. And we need to do a story. Mr. Producer, I know you're listening. We got to do that story. Got to do that story. It would be a good story. And we'll get good play on that story. So please, write that on your little piece of paper. We got to do that story. I am now convinced that Limbaugh and Levin are officially in the bag for Hillary Clinton. There is no way, absolutely no way, they want a Republican in the White House. They don't. I'm telling you, they don't. They absolutely don't. Because if they did, they would not be unhinged when it comes to Donald Trump beating Ted Cruz. And they are just beside themselves. They are beside themselves. Absolutely beside themselves. It was a theory, but that theory's gone. It's not a theory. It's real. It's real. All Mark Levin does is spend his entire show bashing Donald Trump. Bashing Donald Trump. That's all he does. It's all he does, bashes Donald Trump. He's not a conservative. He panders to farmers. He panders to the ethanol groups. He's fake. He's a phony. He's a fraud. And you know what's funny is Ken. Ken. I'm sorry, Anne. I didn't mean to say Ken. I only said that because there is a guy that I was friends. Well, I think I still am. I haven't talked to him in years. He lives in Florida. His name's Ken Coulter. So that's a Freudian slip. Ann Coulter wrote a great piece on her blog yesterday. And if you guys haven't checked it out, you need to go and find it. It's Twitter, at Ann Coulter. Go there and read the article. It's a little article that she wrote about Trump and how conservative media and, of course, liberal media, which is state-run media, are teaming up and getting together to go after Trump. But I've been saying that for months. I've been saying that months. So I'm not requesting that you read the article because of that. I'm requesting that you read the article because of a segment where she talks about what Trump did for a family of farmers. And it kind of puts it all into perspective when you hear Levin talking about Trump pandering to the Iowans and only supporting ethanol and the subsidies and the farmers that get them because he wants to win the caucus. Now, if it wasn't for the fact that, by and large, Trump has a history, believe it or not, of doing some nice things for people in need. I know it sounds crazy, but he actually does. He actually does. I think for the most part, rich people actually do a lot. Sometimes you don't hear about it. They're not as open, I guess you could say it, or use it as some type of status symbol as liberals are. You know, liberals are the first ones to scream at the top of every mountain, look what I did. Look at the charities I donated to. Look at me. Look at me. I mean, let's face it. The entire industry treats black babies from Africa as an accessory. If you adopt a little black baby from Africa, it's like getting a Bentley. It's like getting a Lamborghini. Imagine all of the needy orphaned children that are here in the United States. And you have these multimillionaires, these celebrities, these elitists flying to Africa and adopting little fashion accessories. It's wrong. It's wrong. But I digress. So Trump does a lot of things for a lot of people. And most of those people are here in the United States. And Coulter talks about a family. And it's not a Coulter story. She didn't get the scoop. It was something that was in the press years ago. Years ago. It was back in the 80s. And it was a family who lost their farm. Or was going to lose their farm. And this woman was on TV talking about how her husband had killed himself about 20 minutes before their family farm was to be auctioned off in a foreclosure sale, now, hoping that the insurance money would save the farm. And, of course, it didn't. So Trump stepped in. And him and a couple other New York businessmen, there's those dirty, filthy New York values, raised money, something like $100,000 to give this family and have them save their farm. And eventually they did, and eventually this family flew to New York, where at the Trump Towers, they burned the mortgage in the lobby because the family now owned their farm because Donald Trump stepped in and made it happen. And they all had Christmas together. It was beautiful. It was awesome. And in the article, and this was reported by the Associated Press, Trump says, "We give a lot of money to foreign countries that don't give a damn about us. But we don't help the American farmer." We don't help the American farmer. Now, we're talking 20, 30 years ago. We're talking 20 or 30 years ago. And Trump had this sense of loyalty to farmers that he did not know. I mean, what does a New York billionaire know about farming? So when Mark Levin screams and yells for 3 hours, 3 hours, about how Donald Trump panders to Iowans, and he's a big phony, and he's not conservative, and to call for the expansion of the ethanol business is nothing more than a ploy to get votes. He's not genuine. You have to go and read this Ann Coulter piece. Because I would say helping farmers 30 years ago and telling the Associated Press that no one helps the American farmers article and these quotes from Trump and the actions that he did tells you that his Iowa pitch is not a pander. This guy actually gives a crap about farmers, about men and women who make their living farming, providing food for the American people, providing energy with regards to ethanol for the American people. Now, we can get into how useful and how cost-effective ethanol is. But what I find incredibly hypocritical is someone like Levin, who's screaming and yelling about ethanol and corn and Iowa, talking about it's not conservative principles by subsidizing certain aspects of that business. So in essence, he's talking about putting thousands and thousands of hardworking Americans out of work. But yet, when you talk about the coal industry, Mark Levin will lose his mind. He will absolutely lose his mind. When you talk about energy production, rather it's oil companies, he will lose his mind. It's a very weird approach. Obviously, the approach is, how do I get my boyfriend, Rafael Cruz, the Republican nomination? Oh, I have to go after Donald Trump. I have to bash Donald Trump. I have to stop Donald Trump. Okay. I will attack him for pandering to Iowans. I will go after him because the governor of Iowa doesn't like Ted Cruz. So that's what I'll do. It's bizarre, ladies and gentlemen. It really is bizarre how your Levins and your Limbaughs, a lesser extent, Hugh Hewitt, are attacking their best shot at beating Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, for that matter. We'll get to the new polls that came out, but rather it's an indictment by the FBI or Bernie Sanders just beating Hillary Clinton. The best shot Republicans got of taking back that White House is Donald Trump. And you have conservative talk radio doing everything they can. Everything they can. I think I'm the exception. I'm the exception, and I'm not on the radio. I'm on the internet. I'm on the interweb. Think I'm the exception. Think I'm the exception. They're doing everything they can to make sure Trump doesn't get the nomination, which goes back to how we began this conversation. They don't want a Republican in the White House. It's too hard. It would make these fat cat broadcasters, guys like Limbaugh, who make 40, 50 million a year, million. You understand that? Million. Guys like that, it would make them work. They don't want to work. Limbaugh is talk radio's Howard Stern. He is talk radio's Howard Stern. Have you listened to Howard Stern lately? He don't work. Howard Stern today is completely opposite of what he was 20 years ago. Completely opposite of what he was when I grew up in New York listening to. Completely opposite. Completely opposite. He's lazy. Coasts by. And that's Limbaugh. Lazy, lazy, lazy. Absolutely lazy. And Levin, same thing. They want Hillary in the White House. They want Bernie Sanders in the White House. They could go out and party. Limbaugh could go back to popping pills. He could come into that radio station, oxycontined out, just flying as high as a kite. No prep, nothing. If Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton were in the White House, the material writes itself. The material writes itself. Writes itself. That's all. It's kind of like the old saying when it comes to comedians who just cuss and swear and use provocative language, so to speak. Other comedians say that's a cheap and lazy way to perform comedy. Anybody can do that. It's the same thing. Anybody can host a show and talk to 10 million angry people who despise Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. It's a lot harder to talk about the policies of somebody you support. Talk about positions of somebody you support and try to convince or sway opinions of other people to get on board to that ideology, to that thinking. And that's why Levin and Limbaugh and Hewitt all bash Trump. I mean, I listened to Hugh Hewitt yesterday talk about Bob Dole and how he came out and said, listen, if Ted Cruz wins the election, or, you know, wins the primary, It's going to be horrible for the party. We're better off with Trump. And I listened to Hugh Hewitt basically trash Bob Dole for 20 minutes. And part of his argument was Bob Dole doesn't use Twitter. Bob Dole doesn't use Snapchat. And how can you listen to anybody that's 90 years old and doesn't communicate with anyone outside of a 5 or 6 person circle around them? I mean, that was Hugh Hewitt's logic. Oh, he's old. He's old. And there's a protocol in the Senate. There's protocol in politics. And Ted Cruz broke those protocols. And Bob Dole's old school. So he's just lashing out and joining a few of his establishment friends. I mean, think about it. A guy like Hugh Hewitt, guy who's technically a Republican, but he's really, I would say, a mercenary Republican. When you're a Republican and you work for CNN, you're basically told what to say, when to say it, how to think it. They literally can BS and give this impression of complete independence, but let's face it, when CNN's paying you, you do what they tell you to do. You do what they tell you to do. So here's somebody that is attacking Bob Dole. If Bob Dole came out and said, Ted Cruz is our man, the Hugh Hewitts, the Limbaughs, the Pragers, they'd all be dancing the jig. They'd all be dancing the jig. They'd all be dancing the jig. Hugh Hewitt knows. Levin knows. Limbaugh knows. The only shot we have to win that White House is with Donald Trump. That's a fact. That's a fact. Mark Levin talks about a Reagan-esque landslide with Ted Cruz. Imagine that. I mean, think about the smoke that he's trying to blow up the tuckuses of his audience. Think about that. A Reagan-esque landslide for Ted Cruz. There's no way he believes that. Again, he wants Hillary Clinton in the White House. For Mark Levin to actually believe that, somebody should go to his bunker and commit him to whatever local hospital there is in that area. If he honestly believes that Ted Cruz, your prototypical, prototypical prototypical. That's what he is. Prototypical. Conservative / Republican. Prototypical. Conservative / Republican. That guy is going to beat Bernie Sanders and or Hillary Clinton. Not going to happen. I mean, take out, listen to me, guys. Just listen to me. Take out all the emotions. Just take out all the emotions. Please, take out all the emotions. Think about it. Ted Cruz is more conservative than Mitt Romney. Ted Cruz is more conservative than John McCain. Ted Cruz doesn't have the personality of George Bush. Now, how the hell is Ted Cruz going to beat a Democrat? How is Ted Cruz going to beat a Democrat in 2016 with more extreme positions and views than Mitt Romney and John McCain? And not just Democrats, but Republicans have said in order for a Republican to take the White House, they need to bring in to the fold another group or pieces of groups that have never been in the fold before. So where does your prototypical conservative Republican, who's more conservative than Mitt Romney and John McCain, where does that candidate, Ted Cruz, get that support from? When you hear this talking point by right-wing extremists like Mark Levin, that the white evangelical that stayed home for Mitt Romney will rally around Ted Cruz and they will come out and vote, is a fantasy. It's an absolute fantasy. Mitt Romney had a little more than 60% of the white evangelical vote, the white male vote. Even if you pushed those numbers up by 5 or 6 or 7%, which you just can't, but let's just say you do, it's still not enough to beat the Democrat. It's still not enough. Forget the whole, oh, you need the Latino vote. Forget that. You need Democrats to cross over. You need Democrats to cross over. The only way a Republican wins that White House is by getting Democrats to cross over. The only way. 67 million Democrats voted in the last election for Barack Hussein Obama. 67 million. The only way, I repeat, the only way to win the White House is to maintain the Republican voting bloc, so you maintain your base, 61 million. You never lose that, but you build on it with people that call themselves Democrats that cross over. The people that say, I have never voted Republican before, but I like Trump, and I'm going to give it a shot. Nobody that is a Democrat is going to give Ted Cruz a shot because he's exactly like other right-wing conservative Republicans have been year after year after year after year. Now you can say, well, we've never had somebody as conservative as Ted Cruz as our nominee. Exactly. We've had more moderates. We've had Mitt Romney. We've had John McCain. We had George Bush. And out of those three, only one won. It's another one of those words, won. So how the hell does a Mark Levin, which again goes back to my point, that Levin and Limbaugh don't want a Republican in the White House. They don't want a Republican in the White House. Ted Cruz has no shot. Absolutely no shot. No shot of beating Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. Absolutely no shot. If we couldn't win with Mitt Romney and John McCain, and take the Sarah Palin factor out of the equation. Seriously, take the Sarah Palin factor out of the equation. Because if you compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges, she was better than Dan Quayle. And Dan Quayle got beaten up just as much, if not more, than Sarah Palin. Unfortunately, in this day and age, in that day and age, a woman gets slack because inherently people believe women are not as smart as men. Women are goofy. Women are hoo-hoo. I'm not saying that. I'm giving an opinion. So when a man is like that, it's real bad. When a man is perceived as dopey, dumb. I don't know. Some of you might be too young. I don't know who listens to this show as far as age demo. We're not a radio station where you get that information, but nothing was worse than Dan Quayle being told in the debates that he's no John Kennedy. And the face that Dan Quayle had was like a 12-year-old was just made fun of at the school lunch table by the entire class. I mean, literally, it was the face of just embarrassment, of shock, of horror. So, VP and who the VP is did not cost George Bush or John McCain. What cost John McCain and Mitt Romney was people going, okay, Democrat, Republican. Okay, this Republican is giving me nothing. They're not giving me something to overlook. They have some views on things that I'm against. They're not giving me something. It's like having the girlfriend or boyfriend or best friend that has a flaw, but you overlook the flaw because their other qualities are awesome. Like super awesome. Like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious awesome. McCain didn't have that quality. There wasn't just something you could overlook because you agreed strongly with this position or you liked a stance on this or that or what have you. Ted Cruz has none of that. Ted Cruz has none of that. There is not one quality that Ted Cruz possesses that makes you say, wow, I can overlook A, B, and C. Nothing. So when Mark Levin and Limbaugh tell you Ted Cruz is a real conservative, Ted Cruz was people's man. He was conservative's man for all these years. And now all of a sudden, he's Canadian. Now all of a sudden, he's controlled by big banks. Now all of a sudden, he's dishonest. I mean, literally, Mark Levin cries that Ted Cruz is getting attacked. But every election cycle, this is what happens in the primaries. They attack each other. Bain Capital, Bain. Remember Bain Capital? Remember Newt Gingrich's dying wife? Remember just Rand Paul? I mean, these guys just went after each other. You know, to listen to Mark Levin, you would think that up until Ted Cruz was getting attacked by Donald Trump, our party was like some British parliament. Hello. Yes, I would like to talk and tell, I don't know if that's a good English accent, but I would like to say that Ted Rafael Cruz is a good man, but not as good as me. I mean, do all of you remember when George Bush was running against John McCain and the attack dogs led by Karl Rove painted a picture, John McCain, who was crazy? Seriously. The George Bush team led by Karl Rove put out that John McCain was unstable and was suffering shell shock because of the years he spent in Vietnam and the prisoner of war that he was. They painted a picture of John McCain not being fit to be commander-in-chief because any moment, if he was in the Oval Office, you might find him under a desk with a rifle screaming about gooks. I kid you not. They also put out there that he had an illegitimate Vietnamese love child. I mean, I can't fathom that Mark Levin forgets this as he's crying. And even some of his little whiny listeners are like, don't they understand when they're attacking each other like this, it does nothing good for the party? Why is Trump doing this? I never heard a bunch of crying little babies. Mark Levin audience members, they cry. They might cry more than liberals. And no one cries more than liberals. Turn on MSNBC, put on Rachel Maddow, and listen to these whiny crybabies. Nobody cries as much as them. Until you put on Mark Levin and listen to his audience. They cry, oh, why is Donald Trump doing this to Ted Cruz? Why? All the same people. All the same people. Listen to me. All of the Levin audience members, the millions that listen to him, are all the same people that said Barack Hussein Obama is not American and he was born in Kenya. And here we are 7 years later and they're like, Ted Cruz is an American. He's an American. Donald Trump is just a New York bully. Why is he doing this? This is wrong. Mark Levin goes, yes, it's wrong. It's wrong. Donald Trump, you need to quit these New York bully tactics. It's wrong. It's wrong to call Ted Cruz a Canadian. But he is. No, he's not. He was born to an American mother. No different than John McCain. No, John McCain was born in a territory. His parents are in the military. Ted Cruz's mom was starting a life with a Cuban exile in Canada, you moron. You effing moron. You're a sham, Mark Levin. You're a fraud. That's what you are. You're a fraud. You don't want Republicans. You don't want us to win. You don't want us to win. And that's a fact. It's a fact. Remember the Willie Horton ads? Remember those? Remember those? Remember the charges leveled to Michael Dukakis? Hey, Michael, do you know women get raped and murdered because of you? You're responsible for women being raped and murdered? Yeah, I know that's not Republican versus Republican, but come on now. Attacking and going after political opponents have been happening since there was elections. To listen to Levin and his supporters, it's like listening to children. I guess Ted Cruz can't handle it. Canadians don't have that tough skin. I mean, let's face it. Canadians are pretty weak. I mean, can we all just at least agree on that? Canadians are pretty weak. I mean, come on. Toronto, Quebec, Ottawa, pretty weak. Jeez. Come on now. So it's obvious. It's obvious Levin and Limbaugh are goo goo gaga. This goo goo gaga for Ted Cruz. Crying and whining. And like I said, Ted Cruz possesses not one it quality that would make anybody overlook what they disagree with him on to vote for him. And as much as we all hate, as much as we all hate to hear the truth, we all know that a candidate always for the general election has to dial back where they started with regards to the primary. I know we don't like to say this, and people could say, Rob, that's the problem. That's the problem. We want a strict liberal or we want a strict conservative. Well, that's not the reality, and that's not what happens. Reality, and that's not what happens. I mean, we're being real here, okay? I'm not going to be a Mark Levin. We're being real here. How does Ted Cruz pack back when his entire pitch is, I'm a real conservative, and Mark Levin's pitch is, he's a real conservative. He will ban gays. He will ban abortion. He will eliminate Planned Parenthood. He will... All these positions are conservative, and I respect them. I support them. But the reality is you need moderates to vote for you. So Ted Cruz isn't going to be able to pack back. He's not going to be able to dial back any of that. And if he does, he's immediately going to look exactly like everybody accuses him of being, which is a slimy, sleazy politician that on the campaign trail or in Florida or in Mississippi says one thing and in another area says another. Just remember, Ted Cruz is from Texas. He talks a big game about illegal immigration, but he's never done anything in his state to actually stop it. Why? Because it's big business in Texas to have illegals. You are so against illegal immigration, and you're a senator. You're a sitting senator in a state with a Republican governor and other legislatures that are Republicans, don't you think collectively everybody would be able to unite and do away with illegal immigration? Of course not, because Ted Cruz says one thing in one area and does another in his own home state. The guy is doomed. The guy is doomed if he is the nominee, and everybody knows it. And Mark Levin and Donald Trump are trying to sell, or Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh are trying to sell you. Donald Trump would be bad. Mark Levin or Ted Cruz would be good. And it's because Levin and Limbaugh are lazy and they want Hillary as president so they could coast for 4 to 8 years. Because it's easier to be on offense than it is to be on defense. End of story.